welcome to a brand new year of the Grub. New year, new us.
Yep.
New you.
New me, new you. There's all these big developments.
Yeah. It's all happening, and we want to know about it.
Yeah. I had a rocky year. We had a rocky New Year's. There's all kinds of stuff, but there's ups and downs, you know, because you've got all this the problems with the bushfires. You've got Trump with Iran.
Yeah.
But on positive note, I've got a new watch.
Yeah, and it's nice.
It's a nice watch.
Yeah.
You know, so there's good and bad out there in the world.
Yeah. Good for me. Mm. I have gained weight.
Yeah, that's good.
Finally.
Yeah, because you were so skinny.
Yeah.
Scrawny. I have too.
Yeah.
You know, I've gained more weight. So the more probability I have of surviving in the desert.
You
know.
Better.
I think so, you know, yes, there's bad stuff going on, but there's good stuff too.
Edo is still away, but she's coming back, we promise.
She will be coming back.
I promise you.
She's still away over in Wales, dealing with whatever's going on in Wales.
Whatever the Welsh have got going on.
Yeah.
Who knows, frankly?
But we are here and we want to open up the lines.
Yeah.
We want to open up the lines. And before we get into, like, you know, next week we'll have, you know, some back to business. But we want to talk to people and see, just in general, how are you feeling about 2020?
Yeah,
what's
going on? What's your New Year's resolutions?
Yeah.
What's your fears? What's your hopes? What's your dreams for 2020?
But anything you want to talk about, you know, like if you want to talk about, what the year that's been, the year that's coming, the Christmas, the New Year's, whatever's going on in your life.
That's right.
We want to hear about it. We're going to get positive or try to.
Yeah.
Or maybe just vent and talk about some of the negative things as well, you know.
Basically, what we want to do is be here for you, by you, with you, and you.
We love you.
Yeah.
So, Grub listeners, we're live on the air right now. Call in.
Call in. Our switchboards are standing by. They're currently dark.
But they're starting to light up. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to cut to this and then we'll be right back. All right. We are back on the Grub.
We're back on the Grub. Back on our own bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And this week's bullshit is people calling in.
Yeah.
We have been inundated with calls, so let's go to this one right now. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, hey, how you going?
Hello, who are we talking to?
This is Ahmed Zub, the sickest comedian from Sydney.
Ahmed Zub?
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I've heard of you. You're a Sydney comic, yeah.
Yeah, I do like ethnic comedy and shit.
Yeah. Sydney's one of Sydney's premier ethnic comedians. What's going on, Ahmed?
Yeah, not much. Just doing my shit and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if Scott Morrison was a Lib.
Yeah.
Like, how good is kebab? That's what he'll say. Because you know he always says, "How good is Australia?" He'll say, "How good is kebab?" Because he's Lebanese.
Yeah.
Pretty good, eh?
Yeah, that's good.
That kills that one.
Yeah. So what did you ring up to talk about, Ahmed?
Oh, not much. Just talk about how good things are going and shit, like 2020.
2020, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good, eh?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Like, imagine Ricky Gervais was a Lib.
Yeah.
Like, instead of The Office, it'd probably be like the kebab he would have done. And in the Golden Globes, he would have said, like, "G'day, I'm Ricky Gervais. I'm a Lib. You guys aren't," and shit like that. It'd be pretty good, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that would be pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, he would have said a different message. Like, you know, they all talk about a message. Oh, everyone, stay strong. If it's a Leb, you're like, just cut sick, because that's what Lebs do. They cut sick.
Yeah.
Do all Lebs cut sick?
Yeah. Like, have you met my family? You should see my family. We all cut sick. Even my grandfather. Yeah.
Even your grandfather. Is there any Leb out there that's not cutting sick?
No, not that I can think of. But I don't be racist, but I know there's one ethnic comedian who doesn't cut sick, and that's Nick Giannopoulos.
Oh, really? Yeah, you don't like Nick Giannopoulos?
No, he's a fuckwit.
Yeah? What, have you got a beef with him?
Yeah, like, he says he can't use walking shit, so I reckon, like, you know, I've got a plan with my, you know, I've got a couple of female friends in comedy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Instead of offering them money to, like, meet to him.
Oh, that's not good, mate.
Yeah,
no,
that's
really rotten.
You're actually diluting, you know, the...
Yeah, that it hurts the cause of people that have legitimate complaints.
Yeah, but not like, just like a story where, you know, like, not a full, you know, allegation, but just like maybe he, in the green room, he got his, you know, he did the whirly bird. That's all.
I just really want to pour cold water on that.
And it was a small whirly bird too. That's what we're trying to plan to do. You know, it wasn't even a good helicopter. It was a tiny one. You know. Mm.
Yeah.
It was like a toothpick.
You're talking about like spinning his dick around.
Yeah.
You're talking about paying some women to say that he did that.
So he gets. But he's fucking owning the word walk, so he gets what he deserves. So,
yeah, I don't know about that one, Ahmed. I reckon no show on that one.
What's the feeling, you know, that you can't – has that affected you, the fact that Nick Giannopoulos has kind of put the kibosh on the word walk?
Yeah, look, I wanted to do a show called, like, you know, Check It Out, Walk or something like that, you know, and then I can't use the word walk.
So Check It Out, Walk or something like that? Like you didn't have a name for a show in mind or –
I just had WOG in mind, and then he like fucked it up because I had all these things around WOG, you know, like imagine, like I was going to call it the thing, imagine if everyone was a WOG or something like that. I imagine if everyone was a Leb.
Yeah.
But now I can't because he was sue me for being a WOG.
You can't say Leb, like you're allowed to say Leb.
Yeah, I know, but people who aren't Leb won't come. I'm trying to make it diverse, like Lebs and all, like Lebs and other WOGs.
WOG is more diverse.
But I like the term Lebs and all. I think that's a good name for a show. I think you stumbled across it. A good name, yeah.
It is, eh?
Yeah.
Could be like, if I do a group thing with other Lebs and other WOGs and shit, we can call our group show Lebs and all.
Yeah.
That's great.
Have you got any new jokes that you've been working on that you want to test on us?
Well, they've got the new PlayStation coming out soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine if the head of Sony was a Leb.
Yeah.
It'd be called the PS Kebab. The PlayStation Kebab.
Yeah.
Because Lebs love kebabs.
Yeah, sure.
Lebs love kebabs.
That's pretty good. Is that a new joke or is that one that you've had for a while?
I did it when it was a PS2. Yeah. But, it's been quite a while. It's been two versions back, so you can do it again.
Yeah.
New generation.
True. Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
Any new jokes? Any new jokes that you got?
I got imagine if I had a dog and I called it Kebab.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go to the park and say, hey, Kebab, here's Kebab. And people think, oh, this guy wants a Kebab. But I don't. It's my dog. It's called Kebab.
But you would want a Kebab though.
Yeah, I would. But they're thinking, imagine like someone gave me a Kebab. Like, here you go. Yeah. Oh, no, my dog's called Kebab. That's why. But if you want a free Kebab, maybe you should call your dog Kebab and call it, you know.
Yeah. So that's a new one, obviously. It's not really a joke yet, but it's the beginnings
of it. I've been working on it over Christmas.
Yeah, sure. Any Christmas jokes that you got?
I could do, like, imagine Santa was a Leb.
If Santa was a Leb,
Yeah,
what's that joke?
Instead of saying, like, ho, 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 he'll say, let. Because that's Arabic for ho, ho, ho.
Oh.
I thought you were just going to say kebab, kebab, kebab.
Yeah.
I spin it off, then. I pull back and reveal.
What would Lebanese Santa give you if you were naughty?
A euros.
That's very good. All right, thank you so much, Ahmed Zub. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. Good luck for 2020.
Okay, good on ya. See ya.
All right, see ya. Thanks, Ahmed. What a great call. We got more grub coming up. You are back on the grub. We are live. We're taking calls from all over the country, all over the world. We've got people. We got weirdos. We got friends. Everyone's calling up. So the boards are lit again.
And let's go to another call. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Oh, hey.
Hey, who are we speaking to?
Alicia.
Hey, Alicia. What's going on?
Hello. Hi. Did you guys want something?
Sorry?
What did you guys want?
No, you called us.
You called us.
Oh, I can't really talk right now. I'm just on the bus.
You're on the bus. What are you doing? Why? Why'd you call us then if you're on the bus?
Sorry, I can't really talk.
It's really sounding bad quality as well, like you're breaking up. Are you going through a tunnel or something?
I think so, yeah.
What do you mean you think so? Yeah. Can't you just look outside?
I can't really say.
Why? What do you mean you can't say if you're going through a tunnel or not?
I don't know why.
That's private to say that. And I just want things in my life to be private.
Okay, you really. Why have you called us on the
but
bus?
You're on a public bus. I mean, I'm not sure why.
Are you shushing us?
I can't talk.
Yeah. Well, why did you call?
Yeah, you just you called us. We didn't.
What do you want to talk? What's on your mind, Alicia? Can you talk to us about what the purpose of the call was?
Sorry, wait. What was that?
What was the purpose of the call?
What was your? Sorry, I'm just getting off the bus now.
Are you getting off? Where are you going?
I'm going to an escape room.
You're going to an escape room. Are you going with friends or what are you doing?
You're just going to do it alone.
I'm going there to meet people.
To meet people as in you're meeting them for the first time or you're meeting your friends? What are you doing?
I'm just going there to meet some people because I'm feeling sad about the bushfire.
Because you're feeling sad, you're going to an escape room.
Yeah,
with your friends.
Just hang out.
Yeah.
But you know these people.
Oh,
yeah?
No, I don't know these people.
You don't
know
them.
So you're going to go meet up with some friends.
Anyway, I really can't say too much.
Okay, that's fine. You can't say too much. Well, yeah. Okay. Well, thanks, Alicia, I guess. It seems weird that you called us.
Why are you being so secretive?
I really just don't want to say. All I want to say is please donate to Celeste Barber's fire rescue.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for your call.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank
you,
Alicia.
I've got to go, guys. Bye.
Yeah.
Okay.
See ya. All right. Well, we've got more.
Wait.
Grub.
Are you still there?
Yeah.
You're still there. What are you doing?
I'm just listening for a bit. I'm a huge fan.
Okay. Well, thanks so much, Alicia. Yeah. We got more grub coming up.
Yeah.
This is weird.
Wait. She's still there.
Welcome back to The Grub. It's our call-in episode. We're chatting to people all around the world, seeing what you think about the new year, think about what your resolutions are, all kinds of stuff, whatever you want to talk about. So the lines are open and we got a call on the air. Hello, you're on the air with The Grub. This is Greg. What's going on?
Hello, Greg.
Yes, hello.
Greg, my name is George Christensen. I'm a lawyer. I represent your great uncle, Murphy Larson.
You're a lawyer representing my uncle?
Yeah, that's right, your great uncle.
I didn't know I had a great uncle.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I'm very sorry I do. You have my sincerest condolences. However, your great uncle Murphy passed away on New Year's Day.
Oh.
He unfortunately had a very sad incident at a party that did involve anal.
It did involve anal?
Absolutely.
Okay.
The bad news is, of course, as I have previously stated, he is dead. Good news, however, is that you are the sole beneficiary of his entire estate. However, and a very small however, that is indeed, there is a catch.
Yeah.
And for that, I have prepared this fantastic song. Please enjoy.
Okay.
It's wonderful. Okay.
Okay.
Hit it. Hey there, Greg. Listen to what I say. Where there's a will, there's a way. I say you get two brown eggs and you put them down. You step around and then you get on down. You understand? It's very simple. It's a fantastic song. I spent all night working over it. I'm quite stressed. And this is what I do to resolve all that tension.
Sure.
As I said, the previous statement that there is a catch.
Mm.
And unfortunately, your great uncle Murphy has stated that you do need to spend the night at his estate. However, his estate is indeed haunted. Please continue with this song. Okay, I will. Swear there's a will. There's a way. Come on, Greg, listen to what I say. I said I went to the shop, drove real far, but when I got back, someone dinged my car. Can you believe it? They just dinged it. They didn't send enough people to this.
Listen,
there's no fucking kindness. Where is the law? You leave a note? It all does that.
No. What? Why? What are the songs? You said that the song explains the will, and then you just said I had to sleep in a house, like a haunted house or something.
Yes, it is. What did the brown eggs have to do with it? I was about to say, excuse you, that the house is indeed haunted by sex ghosts.
Okay.
All right. So you have to spend a night in this mansion, haunted with sex ghosts, okay? Lot of lotions. I don't need to tell you what they're for. There's rats as well. And only then and after then will you inherit all his Nazi gold.
So you're telling me that I, in order to inherit Nazi gold, I have to have sex with sex ghosts.
I never said you have to have sex, okay? That would be against the law. All I said is you have to simply sleep in a mansion that is filled with sex ghosts.
But there's a possibility I could have sex with sex ghosts.
Where there's a will, there's a way. You gotta work together for your padre. You said, my son, Scott, don't talk to me no more. Come on, Scott, please talk to me no more.
Well, okay, you know what?
What do you think of that?
I think, to be honest, I'd love some Nazi gold, and I'd love to cop a root from a poltergeist. So,
all right,
as crazy as this sounds, I'm in.
You're going to Hollywood.
Yes, this is so exciting. Well, thank you so much, and I'm so glad that my Uncle Murphy Larson, who I never knew about, is dead. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Greg. God bless you. I love you. You're so beautiful.
I love you too. All right, thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye. Wow. See, that's the thing. You know, 2020's gone off to a rough start, but, you know, hey, there's a silver lining everywhere you look. So have fuck a ghost and get some Nazi gold. We'll see you in a sec.
And we're going to keep this going. The panel is lighting up with callers. Yes, you're on the line.
G'day, mate. My name's Colin. Look, I'm ringing up because I've got a little bit of a beef with the, honestly, the government, the emergency services personnel, the fireys, the police, and just the people in general in the communities out that have been burned up right now. I've got a little bit of a problem with all them.
You wanted to complain about them.
Yes, I do. Yeah, because, well, here's the thing, right? The fires happen, and I say to my wife, I say, I'm going to get out there. I'm going to bloody help. I'm going to do what I can, right?
Uh-huh.
So I grab 100 cans of lima beans, you know, like lima beans. I've got 100 cans of chickpeas. I got a lot of cans of, what's that, fancy feast, like the little cat food ones.
I
got all them. Fill up some bottles with water, bottles, Ziploc bags, whatever you have. Koala mittens. I've got koala mittens. Well, they're not technically koala mittens. They're just... My wife basically just ripped up a bunch of tea towels, and then but you can put that around the paw of a koala, chuck a rubber band on it. It's what the fuck's the koala gonna know? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's a mitten. It's a good enough as a mitten. So I'm getting out there.
Yeah, I mean, they put the word out across the media and everything like that that they don't need any more clothes or food. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, mate,
just to stay off the roads and. Stay out of their way.
And that's why I've got a problem with these so-called communities and these so-called fireys and these so-called cops, because I'm out there in my truck, you know, and trailer going along. And, yeah, I'm not driving super quick because I want to have a proper look at all the fires and all the burnt-out shit. So I'm having a look as
I go. So you're just rubbernecking, like this is some kind of entertainment.
No, it's not entertainment. I'm posting photos on my fucking social media, mate, like to show you what it's like, to show people, raise awareness of the fires.
Yeah, I think people are aware of them, though, Colin.
No, mate. Look, this is the thing. I'm doing everything I can, and you can't tell me. And the fireys, this fireys is getting up there, and he's going, oh, get your cans of fancy feast, get your cans of chickpeas and whatever. People could eat them. People got eating them, and he's saying, get out of here, you know, get off the road.
Yeah.
I decked him. I just straight up decked him.
So you just punched a fiery.
I punched a fiery.
It just doesn't sound like you're really doing, you're helping, you're actually hindering and doing crimes.
What are you doing, mate? What are you doing?
Just staying out of the way. I'm doing a fundraiser.
Nothing. So you're telling me that doing nothing is better than doing something. Oh, yeah, tell that to Hitler. you know.
What? That doesn't even make sense, but, well, you know, in your case, yes. I would say thing, that. Yep.
The other thing I got is I was like, they kicked me off the roads, so I just went, all right, I'm on the sea. I'm on the ocean now. Got a boat, throwing sand off the boat. I got lots of sand. I got extra sand, right?
Yeah, I don't know. That. I don't understand why what that is doing.
Yeah, because the people out there, I'm trying to build maybe like a little sandbank so people who are out on the beaches, they can get onto the sandbank, you know?
I just don't know who would want sand.
The people, the victim, why? It's something. Something's better than nothing. I got jars of cum. I got 60 jars of cum, right?
People want jars of cum?
But sometimes I keep my cum, and I thought, you know, people could use it. They can use it for whatever. It's hard. It's crystallized.
Like all, what? What are they going to use cum? What are they going to use your cum for? What are they going to use it for?
Anything they like. They can eat it if they want. They can just put it down on the ground and have a look at it and go, well, that's distracted us from this fucking fire. You know, they could build a wall out of cum. They could hide inside it. You know, there's things they could do with the cum.
Like a cum igloo.
I'm throwing jars of cum for these people on the beaches, and the cops are pulling me over. They're in their boat going, what are you doing, mate? I'm like, I'm trying to fucking help. You know, I'm trying to fucking help. You know, there's nothing. And so, and then they confiscated the cum. They confiscated the sand. They confiscated the cat food. So now me and my wife are there on the boat going, what can we do to help the fucking bushfires?
Yeah.
So we just started 69ing there on the boat. We drove, we got the boat. I put the anchor down, got it real close to the beach where everyone's sort of crowding around looking for shelter.
Yeah.
Me and my wife get on the boat, 69.
You just started 69ing each other.
69ing each other, yeah. Because, you know, mate, it's something. You know what I mean? We're doing something. We're out there where the fires are happening, doing something.
You think 69ing
putting each other's genitals in each other's mouths,
yeah,
and just doing it because we need to do something, mate. That's more than you can say you've done. That's more than anyone can say they've done.
Anyone?
We're out there giving it a go.
Yeah, I think volunteer firefighters would probably disagree. But that is very admirable, and I wish you the best in all your 69ing efforts, and just stay out of the way. I think that's the most important thing.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Anyway, I got to go. We're going to do some anal now for the fire.
Great. All right. Okay.
See ya.
Thanks, mate. Ooh. Yuck. Back with more.
All right, we are back on the air. We got calls lighting up. Who's on the air now? We've got a caller. Hello, caller. What have you got to say?
Hello, my name is Werner Herzog.
Ooh.
Hello, Greg. I am a big fan of your comedy.
Really?
I am known to laugh quite frequently.
Mm.
I always have quite a healthy sense of humor.
Mm.
Did you know that there's nothing more stupid in the world than a chicken? Chickens are quite stupid.
Yeah.
If you ever see a chicken on the side of the road, stop and look into the eyes of the chicken.
Mm.
The enormity of the stupidity staring back at you is amazing. They are quite easily hypnotized. They are quite susceptible to hypnosis.
Sure.
I have explored this in one or two of my films.
Sure. Okay.
Do you believe in that there is a God?
No, not really.
Excellence. As I look around, I do not hear the birds. They're not singing. They cry out. Nature is grotesque. Nature and all around it, there is no rhyme or reason. It is only chaos.
Yeah.
Speaking of nature, I've recently sailed around the world and talked to people about climate change.
Well, are you sure that's you and not Greta Thunberg?
That is actually me. It's me disguised as a small girl.
That makes a lot of sense.
How dare you? You have poisoned my future. You have stolen it.
That's
you
wow.
are a coward.
Wow. Your Greta Thunberg is Werner Herzog.
Yes.
Holy
yes, I have been
shit.
Trying to tell a lot of people this, but no one is listening. And I say, you have stolen all of my futures.
This is a cool revelation. This is like finding out who Banksy is, except that in this case, you didn't know that Greta Thunberg wasn't Greta Thunberg, but now you know.
Yeah, it is a great trick.
Mm.
It is something that I'm working on when I'm not working on a Star War.
Yeah. Well, okay. Thanks for calling in. In a way, anything else you want to say, or is this pretty much? No, you're gone. You are not there anymore. All right. Well, thank you so much, Werner Herzog, who turned out to be Greta Thunberg. 2020 is going to get crazy.
Welcome back to The Grub. It's our call-in special episode.
Mm.
And
a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We've talked to Australia.
Yeah.
And Australia says hi.
Yeah. And we've got a lot of calls coming in. It's crazy how this is live on
yeah.
here. It's
crazy how you're listening to something you downloaded, but it is live whenever you're listening to it.
Yeah, it's insane. But anyway, we've got the switchboards are lighting up, so we're going to take another caller. So do you want to grab that one, Ben?
Yes, please. Yeah. Hello, caller. You're on the line.
Yeah, I'm just ringing up to complain about the movie Home Alone, please.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do that here. I don't know if there's...
We can't lodge an official complaint or anything, but you're free to complain.
Yeah, people will listen.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to make a few facts obvious about the film that mm-hmm. people may not be aware of, which mm-hmm. is, okay, so it's filmed in Chicago, mm-hmm. but why do the criminals have, obviously, a New York or New Jersey accent? So that is a huge flaw in the film. Mm. And this,
I just feel
like it's so popular, this movie, and particularly coming out of Christmas, I'm seeing so many memes about it. Mm. And actually, there's a lot of problems with that film because, number one, that kid should have just gone to the police. Straight away, day one.
I mean, first of all, to address the Chicago, New York thing, I mean, they could have traveled. I think that thieves probably would, they could be from New York.
Yeah,
they could have traveled.
There are heaps of thieves all over the place that have traveled.
Mm.
Yeah, however, they are obviously from a different socioeconomic area, and I just don't know how they would have got the money to move all the way to Chicago.
Well, thievery.
They've got a car. Aha.
And thievery. I just feel like,
yeah.
That, I mean, that it's established that they are career.
They're sticky bandits.
You know. They
yeah, they then go on to become, you know, also the wet bandits as well. So that's all well and good. But I'm just really wanting to just get it known that this film is absolute trash. Nothing is believable about it. He doesn't shave his face when he splashes aftershave on, so therefore it actually shouldn't sting.
That is true as well. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
she does have a point.
You know what? I watched it the other day and I did actually think that. I thought, you know. But it didn't ruin the movie for me because it's just a fun movie. It's just a fun time.
Plus, did you know that, you know, you shouldn't actually have an aftershave that stings?
Mm.
That's bad. I mean, it means it's irritating the pores that are open. What you need after a shave is a good moisturizer.
Sure. I feel like we're getting sidetracked on sidetrack.
That alcohol is just going to dry your skin out.
So your problem with Home Alone, but what do you want us to do about Home Alone? What should happen? What do you want to happen?
It should be banned and cancelled as part of cancel culture. I need it gone from the zeitgeist. And I know you guys, you know, you've put the phone lines open. I've called in and you were like, call up about anything. And I've done that. And now I'm hearing sort of a lot of backpedaling coming my way.
I mean, yeah, okay, sure. There's a bit of backpedaling in the sense that it's a strange call.
There's a bunch of other movies that you could probably cancel before then that are cancelable, you know, like.
I mean, like in Lord of the Rings, for example, magic isn't real. You know, at what point do you say this is fake and this is not fake? You know, what's the line?
Clearly, that is magic is not real. Okay, that is fictional. But however, when it clearly everyday things like a kid surviving on his own, ordering pizza, how are you paying for that? Like, it just doesn't make any sense.
So,
and I'm very angry.
Would you have preferred the movie if Kevin McAllister, instead of fighting off the criminals, for example, was simply murdered by the criminals?
Yes, indeed I would, because then it'd be a nice, it'd be a 5-minute short film. It'd probably go to Cannes, then probably get out of my hair.
Can I just ask, did you spend your Christmas and New Year's alone?
No, incorrect. Actually, I was with my mum and my nan, so you're wrong.
Okay. And are they...
It's a shit movie. Don't ask about my mum and my nan. I'm not here to... Want to talk about Home Alone, you're trying to change the subject and get me off track.
So one of your least favourite films, what's your favourite film?
Probably Jerry Maguire, starring Tom Cruise. Great film.
That's true. I mean, you can't argue with that. You can't argue with that, Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, I'm right, Ted. Well, I run across the middle. So many catchphrases. Show me the money. That's very popular. And I just thought maybe Tom, you know, is a true movie star.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you so much. And you had me at hello.
Okay, fantastic. Bye.
Bye. Well, there's a lot of interesting people to talk to. Yep. We'll be right back with more Grub coming up.
All right, lines are open again. We've got Sam on the line this time. Sam, how are you?
Hello, mate. Look, I heard the caller before who was trying to bring in supplies for the bushfires there, the cans and jars of cum and whatnot.
Yeah.
I just want to say, if you do need to bring anything, sausage sizzle, bring your barbecue, bring some sausages down there. We've got sausage sizzles for the fireys. We've got sausage sizzles for the people who are struggling. It helps out, you know, you get a little sausage sizzle going. I've got one myself. I'm down here on site right now. We've got all the sausage sizzles going. Anyone who needs a sausage.
How many sausage sizzles are there?
At the moment, we've got about 628,000 sausage sizzles in the Victorian region.
Well, that's a lot. It's like,
Yeah. And it really helps out, you know, because, and the thing is, it's sort of, you start to need, like my sausage sizzle, is only for the people holding sausage sizzles. You know, they got enough sausage sizzling to worry about that they don't need another.
So you're sausage sizzling for the sausage sizzlers.
Yes, that's right. You know, they're out there slogging away, cooking up sausages for the people. And I thought, you know, well, they need someone to cook sausages for them. You know, who's going to cook sausages for the sausage sizzlers, you know? And then someone came down, they started up a sausage sizzle and suddenly someone's handed me a sausage. And I thought, great, you know, this really helps me out. I've been slaving away cooking sausages. The sausage sizzle so long that...
So there's sausage sizzlers for the sausage sizzlers that are sausage sizzling for the sausage sizzlers.
Exactly, but there's no one to sizzle sausages for the sausage sizzlers who are sizzling sausages for the other sausage sizzlers. It's a big chain. It is a big problem. And the other thing is, just a little aside note as well, with the sausage sizzles, try and use a gas barbecue because like several thousand smaller little spot fires have sort of cropped up from people using charcoal and whatnot.
Yeah.
So obviously there's been a number of significant fires started because of the sausage sizzles, which in a way kind of defeats the purpose.
But, absolutely,
we're trying to do what we can. So if you've got a barbecue, if you've got some sausages, come on down. Honestly, it's getting to the point where the line of sausage sizzles is getting so big, just walk out the door, you'll see a sausage sizzle in front of you. Just set up next to them and start the chain of going, you know, get those sausages sizzling.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks very much, Sam.
Okay, thanks, mate.
Okay, bye.
All right, see ya.
So there you have it. Get out there and start sizzling them sausages for the sausage sizzlers that sizzle the sausages for the sausage sizzlers that are sizzling. Back more with more.
So we got the switchboards lighting up. Let's take a call. Hello, you are on the air with the Grub. How you doing?
You want us to go one at a fucking time or together?
What?
You want us to go one at a fucking time or together?
One at a time.
Hey, you got two fucking guys. Who do you want to talk to?
We got two guys.
We'll talk to you both.
You want to talk to one at a time or two fucking guys? Do you want to talk to New York Jew or Australian Wog?
New York Jew or Australian Wog?
Geez.
I think Let's start
both
with
very Semitic in their own ways.
Yeah.
And one of the options is to talk to both.
I think let's talk.
You can talk to one. You can talk to the other one. Oh, you can talk to both of them. That's the same.
To be honest, I'm finding it very difficult to tell which one is the Australian Wog and which one is the New York Jew.
Can we just hear? Can New York Jew please say?
That's a lot of fun. What do you fucking say about New York Jews?
Are you the New York Jew?
What do you fucking say about the New York Jew?
I just said which one is which.
Mm. Hey asshole, what are you fucking looking at?
I heard the hey asshole. That sounded like someone else.
Yeah.
Than the New York Jew, but that sounded more New York-y.
Yeah. Plus, I'm not sure if New York Jew, I think that's sort of...
We met someone Toastmasters.
Toastmasters?
Toastmasters, which is a delivery service.
I'm telling you, I'm from Marrickville.
Okay, Marrickville in Sydney.
So that's the... Is that the Australian Wog?
I run a kebab shop in Marrickville.
Okay, so...
All right.
Hey, I'm walking here to Petersham Station.
Okay, can we just... Let's just really get into this.
Yeah.
What's the purpose?
My favorite food is souvlaki.
Yeah, but
what are you fucking looking at?
What's the purpose of this call?
Yeah, what did you want
to
talk about?
We went to Toastmasters to improve our public speaking. They advised us to ring in.
Toastmasters.
Ah, Toastmasters.
Okay.
Masters, the toast. We ain't talking about a bagel. We ain't talking about no souvlaki. We're talking about public speaking, which I learned in my hometown of Marrickville.
Yeah.
Of Marrickville.
So you want to improve
America.
You want to improve your public
speaking.
This okay.
Yeah. This sounds like are you guys doing prank calls on us? Who is this?
Right. Oh, shut up.
This just
fucking spinning my dreidel.
Man, this sounds like a couple of teens.
It does sound like
we're not talking about Brad Jr. We're talking about Toastmaster. We're talking about Brad Pitt.
We're talking about
about Adam Sandler in Uncut Gems. Yes, it is Oscar season. And our speech we prepared today was about the movies. The first movie being the one about the train.
Okay. I feel like this isn't going to sort of go anywhere.
Mm.
We're going to have to... Guys, we're
going
to have to...
I'll tell you where I'm going.
Where are you going?
Petersham.
That's a suburb of Sydney.
Yeah.
Not to tell you where I'm going, bro.
Yeah.
The Bronx.
Okay. I think we've got some pranking teens.
Yeah, I think we've got some.
So thanks.
And I'll tell you where I'm going.
Yeah.
Yep.
The zoo, but all the animals are gay.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just going to hang up on this one, actually. Yeah. So thanks.
Wow, and that's what a fantastic...
That was a real roller coaster.
Yeah, a real roller coaster. Yeah. A real who's who.
It was a shame that not both of us could be here to talk to every call.
Every call, but sometimes we're here.
When I had to go out for a shit, or yeah, you had to go out for a shit.
Yeah.
But you know, at any given moment, someone was here to take a call, and there was some.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we have been here all day. That's what people don't get is that. Sure, we edit it down that it calls one after the other.
No, this one's live. This one, the switchboards were live.
Yeah, right. So this is going to be like a...
This is going to air live as people are listening to it. We're saying
that's incredible.
Yeah, it's crazy how podcast technology works.
I didn't even realize that. So
it's weird that you can download an MP3, but the MP3 is live.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening.
And we've been here all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've been listening all day because there has been no edits. That's the thing. That's the crazy thing.
That is fucking crazy, man. Yeah. But that's 2020. You know, that's the world that we live in right now.
Yeah.
Just a quick plug. Mm. There will be a big bushfire appeal fundraiser.
Yes.
On the 25th, I believe, at Howler. Yeah. Greg will be there. I'll be there. There'll be some other big names.
Just to clarify too, Howler is in Melbourne. This is a Melbourne thing.
Yeah, this is a Melbourne thing. If you're
it's
in Melbourne.
In Brunswick, a bar called Howler in Brunswick.
Check it out. Come on down. We'll put more. It's just developing at the moment. It's just getting organised. But there'll be some grub merch there that we're going to give away. All proceeds go to...
Wait. Our grub merch is... We're not getting the profits?
No. We're going to donate.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, come on down. Help us lose money. No, we love you. We want to donate. We want to do everything. We're not organizing it. It's your partner is organizing.
That's right,
it.
Maggie Luke.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a good time.
It's going to be a great comedy show. It's going to be a long show. It's going to be well worth your money. There's going to be a lot of acts.
Yeah, there's going to be big names.
Yeah. And it's going to go crazy.
Yeah, we're going to go insane. Crazy. We're going to fuck all on stage. And then we're going to get people up and they're going to come in and it'll just be wild, but it's for the bushfires.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be good. We're going to have fun. And Grub of the Week.
Grub of the Week is always going to be, I think.
For 2020.
2020, let's just say it's Scott Morrison, the Prime Minister of Australia.
Scott Morrison, Grub of the Week.
The biggest cunt on the planet.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no bigger cunt. There's no bigger cunt than Scott Morrison.
Not really.
The wretched little grub. So he's Grub of the Week for the rest of 2020 until he either dies or quits.
Yeah, and even then,
he's still Grub of the Week. Fucking piece of shit.
Yeah. So I mean, that means that we don't have to do Grub of the Week anymore for a little while.
Oh, what a shame.
Yeah.
But we'll remind you every week. He's Grub of the Week. Scott Morrison is Grub of the Week.
And so that's that.
If you want to have a listen to more Grub goodness, get on our Patreon. Please donate to the Patreon. $10 gets you bonus content. Every week we do a little bonus chats where we talk about things. This week we talked about our doomsday preparations. So get on to the Patreon. There's all kinds of extra content. Sometimes we dish goss and dirt.
Yeah, sometimes it's fucking spiced. Publicly.
Yeah, it's get spicy. We talk smack on the comedy industry.
Yeah.
Ooh. But yeah, just get on to the Patreon. Please support it. And even if you can't pay $10 for the bonus content, pay $1 so you can help us keep the podcast going. Because it helps. It helps, mate.
Fabulous. And a big thank you to all those that called in today. Have a good day and have a good time.